Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your wild egg couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is May 9th, 2016.
And this is episode 199.
Woo!
We are one away
from so close.
200. We are. We definitely
that's,
are.
That's so weird. If do you know if we would have kept our once a day, we would have hit 200 a long time ago.
We would have hit 200 like 24 weeks ago. We'll be like on episode 224 or 2.
I know.
226 or something like that.
We're terrible.
I know.
But
we can blame it totally on Maya and Zoe and our and just not our lack of commitment. No.
Yes, we have a lack of commitment up in here.
We do have a lack of commitment. Issue. I mean, think about it. I mean, the girls come and we try to be all responsible and not honor our commitment to be here weekly with folks in the tavern cap, or should I say folk?
We have a folk, a single folk.
Not only a folk, but I have to say she's amazing. We got to hug her this weekend and her amazing husband, none other than, who do we have with us today?
Zabi.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's who we have in the Valentine Tavern today. We just kicking it. This is an intimate session, and we are just kicking it with Zabi, and hopefully some more folks will show up. You know, we'll see how it goes. You know, but anyway, so, babe,
what?
We should probably go ahead and, I guess,
let's do it.
Jump into a weekend wrap up because yep. I don't have any banter except for I was playing Overwatch before we started, so we're a little late. So.
Let's do it.
All right. Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Yes, sir.
I would like to call this weekend Derby and Dads.
Derby and Dads.
Even though
not a Derby and Dads.
Derby and Dads. Even though this weekend was Mother's Day.
All right.
But anyway,
do we want to start with the good stuff or end with the good stuff?
Let's go chronologically.
All right, so we're going to go chronologically. So, let's not even. So, there was a weekend.
Hold on. Did anything happen in the last 2 weeks? I don't think so.
So.
I don't think anything happened in the last 2 weeks. Nope. Because.
So, that was the 7th. And then.
That shows you how much we do nowadays.
And that was the 7th and the 30th.
The Valentine's.
Right? So, that was the. Deidre came into town. Oh, no. That was during.
Valentine's are very different people at the moment.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, we didn't do anything at the Thunder, did we?
Mm-mm. We just, all right, so let's start with this past weekend.
Okay, we'll start. Because this is the weekend that. This was the amazing weekend. The weekend that where a lot happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. I played some X-Wing and been playing some X-Wing. So on Thursday. You went shopping because you had a good time.
Thursday,
I went and played some X-Wing on Thursday.
Yeah, we had some separate time.
Well,
so.
I had Pathfinder. We had Pathfinder and we did well. And then.
I didn't hit anything, but.
You didn't hit anything, but a couple people almost died. Right?
I hate flying. You know, when you don't have any ranged flying mobs really suck.
Yeah, so we played some Pathfinder on Wednesday. Thursday, Jim and I met up here in Louisville and played some X-Wing.
And
I had to hurry up and get back because Renee had to go shopping.
I did. I was going to a derby party on Friday, so I needed a dress. And who wasted the last minute? Renee wasted last minute.
But you do it with fashion, though.
What?
You do it with style.
Yeah, I suppose.
And pizzazz.
I suppose. So my little sisters took me shopping because I have no fashion sense. Well, they kind of knew what, you know, people wear there and what I should wear. So, weirdly, the very first dress I saw was the one I ended up getting. And I don't say this a lot, but that dress made me feel very sexy. It made me feel very just confident. It was an awesome dress. It was classy. It was stylish. It was pretty cool.
And Renee was very sexy. She was.
I thought I was snazzy. Very snazzy.
You're very snazzy.
Like snazzy jazzy. Snazzy.
Nice.
So, got that. Okay. I had a crisis. Not a crisis, but I almost had a nervous breakdown because we went to go get something to eat after we shopped. We decided to go in the CPK because it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
For the moment we stepped in the CPK, the whole time, I was like, what is this place and what have they done to CPK? It is totally different. CPK, do you remember how it used to be light and bright?
Yeah.
Now it's all dark.
Oh, it's like they stepped it up, huh?
It's all dark and they have freestanding tables now. They don't have those half booths anymore. You know those half booths they used to have?
You know, I wasn't a huge fan of the half booth.
I realized the problem with the half booths, but they're gone. And the little bright yellow, like, little pizza boxes on the wall, gone. the lights changed, gone. It was freaking me out. Like, even little stuff. The pizza boxes, they're, mm-hmm. like, brown now and used to be this bright yellow. Even the napkins, they're brown and they don't have the little thing. But it sounds little. But they have ribeye. California Pizza Kitchen has freaking ribeye.
Now, that's a little funny.
Weird.
Right,
it's weird to me. Like, they were featuring, like, steakhouse-type dishes.
Right.
And the pizzas were on the flap on the right side of the menu. It wasn't even a page on the menu. It was, like, the flap on the menu.
They're like...
They were like, pizzas are now afterthought. Come get our ribeye.
So it's like if you come here for pizza, you might as well just go to Pizza Hut.
It was so weird though. I don't know. But anyway, I got the tortilla rolls, the baked tortilla spring rolls.
When they served you your food, they looked down your nose at you at your decision.
Who?
The server.
Why would they look down at my nose?
Because you didn't try the ribeye.
Do you want to see how it was plated?
Yes.
I took tons of pictures because it was bugging me. The twins were laughing at me. I'm going to put it up here so they can see.
Let me...
Here.
No. Yeah. Yes.
This is how it was plated. And it didn't used to look like this. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird and different?
That's awesome.
But look, I'm going to show you the darkness. Look at the darkness.
Ooh, it looks like P.F. Chang.
Ugh.
So it's kind of like P.F. Chang.
I guess, but I have an issue. It's like I serve there, and okay. I had good friends there. And it's like they just destroyed it.
You notice that you're using the past tense when you're saying this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
to the past.
But
times.
But
they are changing.
That CPK
Renee.
Stayed as a monument to the good times I had as a server.
It's still there though.
No, it's not. It's all different. It's
I mean,
changed.
But are you still friends? Are you friends with Lori yet? We were talking the other day.
What, on Facebook?
Yeah.
No. Well, I don't usually add people who are like
I'm just playing.
Who I used to be good
we
with.
Talk.
You're such a butthole. Anyway, so Friday.
Yo, yeah.
Was what?
Friday I went to a birthday party.
You did. It was a bit of a rush around on Friday.
I know. This is the craziness.
Nuts.
This
is when the craziness happened.
Well, I was being social and I went and hung out with some folks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For a birthday party.
Thursday night is when the stuff happened, but go on.
Let me back up real quick.
No, you can continue.
No, we can't go into that just yet.
Okay.
Yeah, because no way, that's how it all happened. Yeah, go ahead.
Thursday night.
So Thursday night, let me back up.
Thursday night after I went to my sister's apartment to get some accessories and got a call from my mom. Turns out my father, all right, so small piece of information. My father had a quadruple bypass back in 2013. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be eating better. He did for a couple months and fell off the wagon. Whatever. Okay. So, my mom told us that he had been having chest pains all day that day, mm-hmm. and didn't tell anyone, was doing physical stuff like carrying in groceries, yada, yada, yada. Why? I don't know. He wasn't going to tell her. He was going to drive his own self to the VA without telling her.
Right.
Or anyone. My dad is insane. But the only reason she found out was because she was discussing with him that they were going to keep the twins on Friday. And he was like, well, you might not want to quite do that just yet. You know, like, mm-hmm. really? Mm-hmm. So my brother-in-law, D, took him to the VA.
No, your brother-in-law rode with him to the VA.
Oh, sorry. I did not. Okay.
Yeah, D told me, he was like, Dad was like, I'm driving myself to the VA. D was like, yeah, go ahead.
I'll just get the car ride with you.
Okay. You can ride. D was cracking me up. Oh, God. He was like, okay, sure.
Just fine.
Fine. So, I'm not going myself.
They admitted him. We didn't really find anything out until the next morning. Mm-hmm. Turns out he had over 70% blockage in his main artery, which they call the Widowmaker. Mm-hmm. Nice. So therefore, he had to get two stents put in. And that's to help widen mm-hmm. the artery. The artery that they put the stents in wasn't that bad. It didn't need anything back in 2013. But it needed something now because my jerk-faced dad, yeah, Dad, I'm talking to you. My jerk-faced dad didn't do what he was supposed to do mm-hmm. and eat right. So he knows I'm a little perturbed at him because I told him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So it was just... So then... We all had to shift things around. I had to work from home, take care of the girls. Jay spent all freaking day at the VA with my dad. Mm-hmm. Kim was with my mom. It was the cluster muster. So, but he was a flustermucker. So he was fine. I went to visit him. I FaceTimed my mom, so my mom could see him. But, yeah. So then, that was Friday. So then, the next morning... Mm-hmm. Well, no, talk about the... Oh, next morning. That was Friday. So, right? Yeah, that mm-hmm. was Friday. So then, you went to a birthday party. Right?
Yeah, I went to the birthday party.
So, tell me about the birthday party.
So, at the birthday party, it was a two people birthday party. It was one of them was Chris, who actually heads up a lot of the wargaming stuff here. Mm-hmm. And then one of the wargamers' girlfriend or wife. It's his wife. I think it's his wife. I'm pretty sure his wife. Or fiance. Anyway. So it was the first time I actually met her. So it was just a get together, and it was like, you know, Derby week, and they were like, well, we're still gonna have a party. So we dropped in, I went and picked up some lemon shandy from Costco.
Ooh.
And I got two of the movie tickets from Costco. Mm-hmm. And I gave them both each, and she was like, oh, you didn't have to, and I just met you. I was like, oh, it's fine. You know, my wife raised me right. You know, you just don't go
your wife raised you
you right. just don't go to somebody's house empty-handed. I didn't say that, but I was just like, happy birthday, here you go, enjoy a movie and everything. And we kind of hung out. I had just the tip of a slice of peanut butter pie. It was yummy.
Mm-hmm.
And someone made a gluten-free bourbon cake. And I took a sliver. It wasn't even a sliver. It was like someone cut the cake. They didn't cut it straight. Like when they pulled it out, mm-hmm. it left like a trace that was probably about like this big. Mm-hmm. And I cut it off. And I said, that was good. So I had like hummus and fruit. And vegetables. and I had a couple of the blue tortilla chips. And so that, it was yummy. It was fun.
Okay.
I walked around with an empty cup with nothing in it. Because people were like, you're not drinking? You're not drinking?
Oh, so you just... I love that. So I love that you just like...
I just had a cup in my hand. I had a red Solo cup in my hand. And I didn't have anything in it. Because I was like, I don't want anything to drink. So, you know, and a lot of stuff I couldn't drink. I could have had water. That was about all I could drink. So I left there out of about eight, and came back home to a beautiful woman getting dolled up.
Yep. Danielle had come over to help me get ready. She did my makeup and my hair, and I felt flawless. It was so hilarious because when we were shopping for shoes, twins were like, "Are you sure you can walk in those heels?" Because I got some pretty tall heels. I was like, "Look. Just because I don't wear heels does not mean I can't walk in them." I was like, I've been walking in heels before you even thought about heels. So, yes, I can walk in them. And I was like, girl, please. It was funny. So then, so this is the deal. So I was going to this party that the Good Timers, it's like a group of people who throw parties or whatever. I was going to the party that they were putting on. I was going with three girls that I've known since high school, since elementary school, most of them. So we kind of coordinated, like, okay, who's going to pick up who? But the communication kind of stopped around 8-ish, 7:30, 8-ish. I didn't know what was going on, but I just went on and got dressed. The plan previously was that we were going to get down there early, like super early at 10.
Right, right.
Which is why I was like, okay, I've never been. I don't know how busy it gets. So I was ready, and I was ready to go by 9 because I knew I had to pick up people. But I was messaging people, and nobody was answering. And so I went over to my mom's, and I just sat with her. 9:15, 9:30. 9:45, 10, still nothing. I'm like, what the deal? So I start calling. Finally got a hold of one of the girls. She was actually ready. She hadn't heard anything either. So just went and we grabbed her and we left and went down there. And I guess we're like, well, we'll just meet them down there later.
Right.
Got down there. It was at the Henry Clay building. Got a parking spot right across from the building. And that should tell you that it wasn't a lot of people in there. I mean, okay. There were a lot of people, but for the rooms being so spread out, it wasn't a lot of people. And they had like different rooms. Like they had an old school room. They had a hookah lounge. They had a reggae room. They had like a big main room. So we got a drink and everything, sat down and we talked for a while we waited for them. So this was about 10:45, so this was 11:15 11:30 11:45 12 12:15. We were like, what the deal, where are they? I was like, are they dead on the side of the road? Are we never gonna see them again? You know how I am about right. being on time,
right?
And so I was like, but the old school room was cool. They're playing a lot of 90s stuff, so I got to, you know, chair dance or whatever. So they finally show up about 12:45. So but hey, I got an apology shot. So got a shot, another drink. It was a pineapple upside down shot. It was good.
It was super sweet.
No, it was good, but it was super, super sweet. The party overall was pretty good. We ended up just chilling in the main room. Let me tell you, my feet hurt so bad. And I mean, they hurt so bad. They hurt so bad. I was standing up on them for hours. And I thought I was going to die. But I looked good. But man, my feet hurt. But the shoes were super cute. So
they were.
They were plain shoes. But I thought, and my calves were popping. So anyway, so I went to that was the first derby party I'd ever been to. Would I go again? I'd go with Jay next time, probably.
He's so sweet.
Yeah.
And so while Renee was at the party, I had invited some folks. You know, I had, you know, told a few folks that, you know, Renee's going out going with the girls. if anybody want to come out and hang out and do some hobbying and stuff, swing by the house and let me know. So I give my address. And so I had one friend come by, and he built a Land Raider while I actually built my first 40K model in a long time. It's been a few months. And so I built my Death Dread for my Orc Army while he built the Land Raider. And we watched Animaniacs, and we just talked, and, you know, I actually learned a few things about him. And I learned a few things about the guy whose birthday party I went to. Mm-hmm. You know, that was kind of cool because these are guys that, you know, we talk Warhammer and everything, and just, you know, yeah, it was really good just to, you know how I am. I like to connect with people and stuff like that. You know, I'm the oddball, and I like to, I want to know more about people outside of just the everyday hobby that we see, you know, what makes you tick and everything else. So it was good hanging out with folks and hanging out with him. And we stayed up to like, man, I wasn't expecting this. We stayed up till he left about 1 o'clock is when he left. And I, you know, I was like, well, I guess when he left, I was like, I'm going to go ahead and go to bed. And like Renee said, I mean, she didn't get home until like 3 or so.
A.m.
You know, and it was kind of crazy. And so,
yeah,
it was funny.
I fell in the bed.
And it was funny when she came in, she trying to be all quiet and stuff. And she
I wasn't very quiet, was I?
You were quiet. I was just, it was around 3. That's when I tend to stir around 3. And I noticed that sometimes it's when I wake up, and sometimes I may take my mask off. But I was not sleeping well because apparently when I went to bed, I had my CPAP on. It was doing that noise when I would breathe out. So I unclipped the hose, and I was getting, I guess, the water out. Or I was trying to make it stop doing the flapping noise.
Right.
And I either didn't put it back on all the way, or I fell asleep while doing that.
Right.
Because the CPAP wasn't connected. You know, so that's one reason why I woke up, I'm pretty sure, is because, you know, I wasn't asleep to the world. I probably stopped breathing or something. But when you
don't
came,
die, babe.
I know. When you came out, I kind of said, what's up? How was it? Blah, blah, blah. You know, he's like, I'm so tired.
I'm so tired, and I crashed.
They didn't show up until midnight, you know.
And then I woke up at 7.
Renee was like, I want to get up at 7. I said, okay.
Because if you had let me sleep, I would have slept to like 10.
Yeah, and I had called Clark and what is going on with me?
What?
Clark and Nikki, God, what can I? I was going to say Zobby, because I'm sitting here looking at her name. I was like, it's not Zobby.
Her real name is not Zobby, no.
So I called, I called Clark and Nikki on that Friday and said, hey, yo, just let y'all know, Renee's dad had to go in the hospital. He may not be out. The person's going to babysit may not be able to babysit. So we're not sure what's going to happen. You know, one of us is going to stay, blah, 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 blah. Just kind of gave him a lowdown. So we got up the next morning, had Chick-fil-A, and Clark and Nikki showed up that morning.
It was so good to see them.
It was
like,
so
yay.
Great. I mean, it was. And they got here a little bit before 10. We got the chill out. Girls got the, you know, hang out. And they were kind of like, ooh, Clark and Nikki. I mean, they had like normal kids. It wasn't like we never seen these people before. It was really weird.
Yeah.
In a way, because a lot of times, I mean, we saw it today. You know, they didn't really go to Miss Joyce.
No,
you know?
They didn't. Like, but Clark and Nikki, they were cool with.
Right,
they were just
right.
Like, all right.
So they got here. We kind of talked a little bit, and Clark had already and I had already talked because I was like, "Yo, dude, my comic store is having a free comic book day.
Oh, God.
And they're having a major sale. This is where, you know, where I go get my Warhammer, go get my X-Wing, go get any, you know, any game that I'm going to play." And I was like, bring your cash because deals are going to be happening. And Clark, you know, he just recently started playing X-Wing, or he picked the core set up. And I was like, oh, man. I want, like, that meme. You probably haven't seen that meme. It was like, When your friend picks up the corset, you need a teacher.
Yeah.
Let me teach you. You know, from Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm. Saw that one.
But it was funny. Like I'm going to teach him how to play. Clark knows how to play all these games anyway.
Yeah, Clark already knows.
He does. So we rode down there, and man, we looted up like crazy. You know, Clark, you know, got a lot. I got a lot, you know, and I got some X-Wing stuff that I've been wanting. I got some Orc stuff that I've been wanting. And it was pretty
came
nice.
In like it was Christmas.
We did all these
big old boxes. I was like, do you know what my first thought was? More crap in the house. So much crap in the
look
house.
Look at this big ship I got.
So much crap in the house, though.
Oh, and if you're looking behind me, you may notice
Jay has a problem.
My nice shelves.
He has a shelf addiction. Seriously, how many shelves have you bought in the past 2 weeks, Jay?
I have bought 8 shelves.
8 shelves, people. This is not a drill.
But let me ask you, though. Are you impressed with the organization that has happened with these 8 shelves?
Yeah, sure.
No, seriously. Don't,
I am.
Don't, you know, don't shear me. You know how I am about that. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes. So, yeah. I am verily impressed.
Yeah, so it was good. Got a lot done. And I want to say, I am really glad that Clark and Nikki came up.
Why is that?
Because we got to get the room clean.
Oh, you have forced us to get the room clean. This is true.
Which is the hobby room that I've been wanting to get clean for so long, you know. And it's no one's fault at all. I mean, it's just, life has just been busy and it's been kind of crazy. And, you know, and then that forced us to do it. And it's awesome in there right now. And I can't wait to get in there and go back painting and everything else. So I'm looking forward to getting back into painting a little bit. But after we catch up on TV. So
No.
I know I need the season to end so we can catch up on TV, because the 94% is freaking me out a little bit.
We can do it.
So after Clark and I came back, Clark was telling me, we had lunch, he said, Nikki and I had a great idea. Why don't one of us see if we can refund our tickets? You and I go, Clark and JJ go see the movie.
Right.
Renee and Nikki will stay back and they'll go later, which kind of worked out because Renee was tired and Renee got to take a nap.
Oh, it was a glorious nap.
And I went and refunded my tickets and I got, you know, and we, and you got ladies went out to go see it later. So Clark and I went to see it. It was amazing. And thank you, Nikki, for Zobby, for saying that. It makes us feel good when people say the guest room is comfy.
Yeah.
You know, it makes us feel good.
It's like, because if someone mentions, like, if they don't say your guest room is comfy, then it's like,
it's like, oh, that bed's amazing. So if you stay with us, make sure you talk about the bed.
It'll mean a lot to us if you talk about
it. It would. I spent a lot on that mattress topper.
You are crazy.
But so Clark and I went, and then when we got back, we went and had dinner at Tzatziki's, which was amazing. I'm gonna say their shrimp is off the chain.
Yeah, I bet you wish you had got that before.
I do. I actually do. And you know, you can have shrimp at it for 75 cents.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like all that shrimp? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have got shrimp on salad instead of chicken if I had known.
Yeah, it was it was pretty nice. I was like, the shrimp was just good. I want to go back and have shrimp. It makes me want to have shrimp.
So you all know my obsession with not obsession, but I tended to work out at least once a day.
Right.
And I wasn't going to be able to get a workout in because things were just too tight with the movie and everything. But they're like, well, you know, we can just go now. I was like, well, I don't have any of my stuff. But Tzatziki's is right by Academy Sports. So Jay was like, well, just get all your stuff there. And I was like, what? Just go and get stuff to go?
Yeah.
And so we went to their shopping. I bought a whole outfit and went to work out. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. And I have to say, and I have to say this, you know, Zobby and them say, our guest room is comfy. I just have to say, Zabi and Muhogan, they are amazing guests.
They are the epitome of guests. They are like
they. I mean, it was like they were just like, "Hey, we're down for chilling. We can go out to eat. Hey, we're just here to enjoy being with you guys." It was really nice, and it was just kind of like didn't feel there was no point where I felt pressured.
Yeah, like, you know? And I went and took a nap while Zabi, Nikki was here. And for those of you all who know me, my anxiety normally wouldn't allow me to do something like that.
Yeah, she'd be like, "Oh, I have to entertain the whole time."
I was like, "You rock!" So
right.
So I went to work out. Then we came back, took a shower, went to see Captain America.
Yeah, and so Clark and I came back, put the girls down, mm-hmm. and then we started getting stuff set up so that we can play some X-Wing. You know, we played a few missions, and Clark and I had a great time. I flew off the map, you know, my bad piloting skills. And Clark, you know, his dice were hot. They were, like, on fire. I mean, he was, like, hitting all the time. I wasn't dodging for anything. Then I had one game where I was dodging everything. And then you could tell when he started getting tired, he kind of, you know, made a mistake. And it's kind of like, oh, man, we probably stopped playing. So, you know, we kind of stopped playing. Right before the ladies got here, probably like 5 minutes before the ladies got here, because we were watching the YouTube video, and Renee and Nikki came in and was like, "We're going to bed."
Like, dude, I was tired. It was like 12 something. I was right. Like, bye.
And we were like, we'll be to bed here shortly. And we were like, we got 10 more minutes of this video we want to watch. So we watched the rest of the video, and Clark and I looked at each other and was like, "We're going to bed." You know, so we went to bed.
I'm old.
We went to bed, and
So what about Captain America?
So we're gonna talk about Captain America in
that's right, duh. Yeah.
And then Sunday, was Mother's Day. We went out to breakfast with Nikki and Clark.
Yep, it was yummy.
And hung out with them. We went to Wild Eggs, of course, where we like to take people. I wish there was a Flying Biscuit here. And then
that would have been cool.
Yeah. Then we came back. Hung out for a little bit, then went back out to Academy Sports, went shopping there, and then from there, Nick and Clark left, and then we came back home, and you came back home. We got the girls ready for a nap.
Yeah.
They had lunch.
Mom came over to see them.
That's right. Mom and dad came over to hang out with the girls, and they had lunch, and then you got ready for. To work out, mm-hmm. and when they went down, you went to work out, and I mowed the yard,
and came back and hurried up. It was a lot of rush.
It was a lot of rushing out. It was a lot. We ate out a lot this past weekend. We had out all weekend.
I know.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Which we haven't done that in like
forever. A long time.
But you know what? Which was cool is that I didn't gain. Well, I gained like a pound that night.
I gained. I stress ate, so I gained.
Well, that was a whole different situation. So then, for Mom's Day dinner, it was, you know, we're like 30 minutes into this. This is amazing.
Yeah. We had a long weekend.
We did. And so we had the Mother's Day dinner. It was at Mimi's Cafe. We did not know that Mimi's Cafe has a set menu.
Well, yeah, it was supposed to be at Aspen Creek, but Aspen Creek said that they were going to divide us. And I was like, okay.
Mom wouldn't want that.
Mom went with that. So we had to start calling around. And
Right. And so
she likes Mimi's.
So we went to Mimi's, and we didn't know they had a select menu. So they only had a few things. We got there. Everybody wanted the key lime pie. Well, just about everybody. And they were like, "We don't have key lime pie. It's going to be another hour." And then it was like, well, everybody started ordering their strawberry shortcake crepes. And then Dad jinxed it and said, "Oh, you're going to be out of that too." Lo and behold, while we were eating, they were out.
And the thing is, though, she announced it by saying, "Hey, I have some bad news, but I have some good news right after that." And she said, "We're out of the strawberry crepe." I was like, "Well, damn." I was like, but she said she had good news.
"We have cheesecake."
I was like, "You had bad news by worser news is what you did."
Worser.
See, that's how mad I was. I said worser instead of worse.
That's how you know Renee is pissed off. She would say worser.
Worser. I've never said that in my entire life.
Entire life?
Never said worser until just now.
Wow. I've said it before. Just messing never. Around.
Never.
Just messing around.
Anyway.
So anyway, after dinner, we enjoyed company. I had wine. I had too much wine, and I was not making fun of Dad, but I was kind of laughing. I made a joke that probably I shouldn't have said. It was like, Dad, you want this bread? He was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, but you can't have it. You know, I don't know.
You said, hey. I said, do you want it? I didn't say you could have it, is right. What you said.
And then
it was mean.
Yeah, I did. It was mean. And
pretty
then
mean.
And then after that, then we come to find out. I knew before dinner.
What?
That Dad was going to go to the hospital that night.
How'd you know?
Dia told me before we walked in.
So he knew before the... Okay.
He knew that morning. It was swollen that morning.
What?
I told you this while we were getting the girls ready.
Yeah, you didn't tell me that morning, though.
Yeah, he knew that morning. He just didn't want to ruin... Well, his reason is he didn't want to ruin the day.
Okay.
So anyway, he ended up getting readmitted to the hospital after the dinner. And then rinse and repeat Friday.
I just can't.
With having to, you know, do some stuff for Mom, you know. So... so... I mean, that's all. I'm going to just kind of leave it just there.
Just leave it there. He's fine. He's home now, whatever. But he can't lift the girls. He can't lift the girls he can't lift over 5 pounds or drive for a week.
Well, he can't lift over 10 pounds.
I thought it was 10.
It was 5. They increased it to 10.
Okay.
But the extended day is to 10 days now.
So he can't lift for 10 days.
10 days.
But he can drive for 7.
But he can drive for 7. He can't take a shower for 3 days. And he can't bathe for 7.
Ew, you're gross, Dad.
Well, he has that rinseless wash, which I have.
And he really likes baths. So take that, Dad.
Renee's just a little salty.
I am.
He's home, whatever. She's just a tad bit salty right now. So with that... We're going to talk about a little bit better and talk about some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
Civil War is the only thing we got.
All right, so I'm just going to say, go see Civil War. To me, it was great.
I thought it was great. It's so funny. The widely differing opinions I've heard on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's been from boring to too many superheroes in the movie to right. too few superheroes in the movie to amazing, the best Marvel movie ever, meh. It's been all over the place.
It has been. And, you know, for me, I thought it was great.
I thought it was really good.
I love how they did Black Panther. It's like it made me super, 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 super excited. I love how they did Spider-Man. And it made me super, 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 super sad because Marvel's not doing the Spider-Man movie. You know?
Yep. And Captain America is done.
Well, it is true.
Because he's not doing it anymore.
And so a lot of people wonder, because a lot of times when people say, are you Team Cap or Team, you know?
I didn't know what I was talking
about. Team Cap or Team Iron Man. And I always jokingly say F Cap. You know, F Captain, you know, because personally, I like my heroes flawed, personally,
he's not flawless.
No, I'm talking about Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know Captain America's not flawless, but Superman's not flawless either.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, when I think of Captain America, I think of Superman, and it's kind of like, you know me, I like Punisher, I like Spawn.
You like people that kill people.
I like, not necessarily, well, they do happen to kill people. but then you have Black Panther. I like Black Panther as well.
This is true.
So, I don't know. I mean, it just goes with me liking Taken, liking Man on Fire and stuff like that. I like those that have that struggles. Like, I want to do good and I want to do what's right, But then these people have pushed me to a point where I have to go back to my killing skills that I thought I would never do again and kill everyone. Nah, please. Not saying it's an Iron Man's deal. Iron Man has to deal with daddy issues and drinking issues and stuff like that.
He had a lot of daddy issues.
But those are people that I can relate with. You know, people that have those type of things. And I think that's what I like about it, is that, you know, I can kind of relate better with them. You know,
mm-hmm.
not, you know. So that's the reason why. So we can't say a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, we can't.
I will say, I was hoping they wouldn't do this, and I saw someone else say it. The shaky screen, the shaky camera.
I didn't even notice.
It was in the very first part.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. That's the only part. I mean, I get it, but I hate it, you know, but I mean, it's all good. So yeah, I mean, that was all of...
How about... That was almost an hour of weekend.
Right, it was.
That was nuts. And that was insane. But,
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
The fridge is not prepared.
You know what? I wonder if we should have went into this. Do we have updates?
I don't know.
Did I have a feel since the last time we had a show? I did have a feel.
Yeah, so how about your feel? Because I didn't go to this one.
So I went and got my feel, and I also had my meeting with my dietitian, which was, you know, pretty good. She was proud of me. She said that I needed to start logging more.
Mm-hmm.
And which I have been doing, but I kind of slacked off the end of this past weekend.
Yeah, I'm doing a little bit. I have to do yesterday, but I'm doing pretty good.
But so getting back to logging, because I think she just picked that because it was like I was doing everything else great. And she was like, oh, but you could be doing this, you know.
Right.
You know, Margie's cool and stuff like that, and you know, she was it was funny because when she was looking at my report, and I had went to the doctor's office for my physical,
mm-hmm.
and from my physical till then I had lost like 3 pounds or something like that, and she was like, you only lost 3 pounds since the last time you was here, and she thought I only lost 3 pounds for 6 weeks. So I was like, nah. And she's like, oh, okay, you know, she's trying to get me, babe.
She's
trying to get me. But yeah, it was good. It was nice. I got to saw Dr. Sweeney, and I'm down almost 92 pounds. So I'm down 91.6 pounds. So I'm excited, and I'm back. I am almost back into all of my jeans. I need to go back and try my Walmart jeans on.
See, that's awesome.
So I'm happy about that.
I'm really proud of you for that.
Thanks, babe. And I have to say, I mean, Renee being a great support and you all being a great support has really helped me out a whole lot. So I really appreciate that. I appreciate you guys.
What?
I said I appreciate you guys.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
What you thought I said?
Oh, shit, you guys.
Oh, shit, you guys.
I was like, what? What?
What?
I was like, what? So I don't have much. I mean, I'm weirdly...
Well, you surpassed your goal this past...
Yeah, but then I went back up because I stress ate, so...
Yeah.
Whatever. But, I mean, since I reached my goal, technically I'm in the range. I want to stay in a 5-pound range.
Well then, you've met your goal. That's amazing. Yes.
Yay!
Congratulations, babe. You're a winner. No.
See, I was a loser. I hadn't met my goal. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That is not what I'm trying to tell you.
But anyway, so now the goal is just to make sure that I stay, you know, in the right range and I stay healthy. And I look forward to, you know, toning myself up and, you know.
So I have to say this.
What do you have to say?
I have to say that I did, I forgot what I was going to say. Holy crap.
Were you going to talk about your weight?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I forgot. Oh, I have to say, Zobby and Clark and Nikki, when they were talking about American Gods.
Right.
I tried to move it to my Kindle, and I did pick it up off of the store instead because my Kindle's having an issue. It wouldn't transfer, and I had to do all this other stuff, and I was just really pissed off, and I was like, you know what? I'm just buying it, you know? So I bought it. So, yeah. So, babe, you'll be able to read it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
American Gods.
So I will be checking it out because Nikki says she reads it like every other year. So I got to see what the hype's about. Hopefully I can stick to it. Maybe I should stick to it. But Mr. Feisty, you didn't make it, but sing it. Valentine's.
Odds and ends.
Boom.
Hey, did you know that Deadpool comes out tomorrow?
Are you going to buy it?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to buy it.
Of course you
are. I will be buying it and everything, so we'll have it on digital. Because is that, do you think, I have to ask, you only rewatch, like, Kill Bill, and you rewatch
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. With Deadpool, would you say Deadpool is in that?
Maybe. I don't know. I have to try to rewatch it and see if I want to.
So when do you know that you won't? Is it kind of like when you're in the midst of watching, like, I'm tired. I know what's going to happen. I don't feel like watching.
Oh, like if I watch it a second time?
Uh-huh.
I usually get the feeling almost immediately.
Really?
Like, yeah. I don't feel like watching this.
Huh. Okay. Interesting.
I pretty much know. Like, I used to go past, like, you know, on, like, Sundays used to play, like, the old movies on, yeah. I was like, eh. Boyzone Hood, eh.
Right.
Boomerang, eh.
Hey, Coming to America.
Yeah, I can watch Coming to America.
What about Golden Child?
Well, see, I can't really count the
one. Oh, that's true. You only see it once anyway, right?
Twice, maybe.
Twice.
All I remember is Blood and Oatmeal.
And the Dance of Pepsi King.
Dance of Pepsi. I Want the Knife. Blood and Oatmeal.
Well, cool.
Bloody Oatmeal.
Blood in the Oatmeal. So, my mom's birthday is coming up this week. It's going to be on the 12th. Maybe I shouldn't even said that. Now
what?
I'm all paranoid. People are like, I know when your mama's birthday is.
You know, as long as you don't use that for any of your things.
Yeah.
You're good.
So we have Paul, Mr. one of my coworkers' birthday is on
Friday. My friend Molly is on Thursday as well. Same as your mom.
Aww.
She's in my mommy group. I love her. She's the one that made the dolls for the girls.
Aww.
Carrie Sims, her birthday is Saturday. We did the little game show with her.
Yep. And Teddy D's birthday is on the 17th.
Yeah, it's my cousin.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry. You're welcome.
And our great friend, Miss Adrian's birthday is coming up on the
19th. Happy birthday, Adrian! Happy birthday. I can't wait to hang out with you guys.
As well as Viking Lass on the 20th.
Yay!
So, sorry. I hope we didn't bore you all too much at the beginning of the show with our long-ass weekend update. But if you would like to reach us, you can complain to us and email us. It'll probably take us a month to read it because we get so much email. At thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at ValentineCast. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast as well. Facebook page, babe? You want to let them guess where the Facebook page is?
Facebook page can be found at facebook.com/ValentineCast. Videos of this and other episodes can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is
The Cowboy.
C-A-O-T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. I almost made it.
Renee's had a long, exhausting day.
I've had an exhausting weekend.
Thanks, Dad.
All
right, everyone. I'm sad I won't be able to work out tomorrow and Wednesday because I'm going to be on site.
Just do it after you get home. Do it after they go down.
I think we are taking a walk, though, tomorrow. I'm supposed to bring my walking shoes.
You can go after they go down.
Yeah, I guess I could. But tomorrow I have to be at the dinner. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay, well, that makes sense.
All right, everyone. Talk to you later. Love you guys.
Bye, y'all.
Bye now.
Boops.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.